Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Falcons getting ready to face the Kansas City Chiefs at Mercedes-Benz Stadium on Sunday Night Football this week. And they'll be looking for another solid performance out of their defense.
Yeah, Tiff. We are going to highlight somebody that is really going unnoticed. And he was kind of the ire of the fans during the offseason that he wasn't good enough. And how could we go into the season with Mike Hughes as our opposite starting cornerback of A.J. Terrell? And I saw some, I'm not the biggest pro football focused guy, but I think there's some positions, Mike, that are easier to grade than others, right? I think defensive back is one of them. Now, you don't know every time the coverage, but there are if a guy's running with another guy down the field and he gets beat, I think you can tell right? I think you can kind of tell. But he's got the 14th overall grade after two games in the entire league for defensive backs, and he's the fourth best cornerback against the run right now with a grade of an 84. In 46 coverage snaps, he's allowed three receiving yards, and he has six run stops where he's came up and made a play, which leads the league. He's been pretty good.
Yeah, and you mentioned it. I'm not massive on Pro Football Focus because there are different guys grading all these films and doing all these different things. But and I mentioned this to Goforth in the pregame on Monday that coming out of week one, I think Mike Hughes' grade for Pro Football Focus was a 90 in the run game. Like, just absolute terror when it came to the Steelers. So, I think it's been big. I don't understand, and I kind of disagree with you about the coverage grade being one of the easiest. Sometimes you have help over the top. Sometimes it's bracket. Sometimes you don't understand what everybody else is doing. You all have to work kind of in conjunction with one another. But when I look at Mike Hughes, and I guess honestly, the receiving stat's a good example of that. You're telling me he graded what he graded, but he only gave up four receiving yards. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me. But nonetheless, man, he has been everything you could have possibly asked for him to be in that role opposite A.J. Terrell and that battle with Clark Phillips and everything else. And kudos to Raheem Morris and Terry Fontenot, by the way, that we're going to the draft. Edge rusher, could be a corner, you don't know. Free agency, could be a corner. Workouts, Akella Witherspoon, could be signing him. They have stuck by this guy and have believed in him, and he is showing that that he was worth it.
Collectively, part of a unit that Coach Raheem Morris is proud of, he joins our Dukes and Bell to talk about the defense.
You know, it's kind of like we talked about in the beginning. When we got here and we looked at the team, and you had so many players that people wasn't giving enough credit to, in our opinion. And those guys are playing well, and they're playing fast, and they're playing physical, and they're playing the right way. And you always want to cut down your yards. You always want to get more turnovers. You always want to do these things. But it's a process during the season of getting better and better. And I feel this defense getting better even since I've been here, even with the additions of Simmons, the additions of Judon. These guys have been ready to play. The rotation that we got a bunch of people rotating in there and playing and contributing. And I've been really proud of the effort and the consistency that they've been in to play with throughout the season.
You can talk about the defense, all the defensive stats you want, but to me, the one that I've always kind of looked at and said that's the one that matters the most is the one that really matters the most, and that's the scores. What's your scoring defense? You can give up all the yards you want, but if you're holding teams out of the end zone, if you're forcing teams, if you're bending and not breaking, you're giving yourself a chance to win a game if you can score offensively. They're 10th in the league right now, allowing 19.5 points. But you even look at the passing defense, Mike. Their passing defense, they're giving up less yards through the air through two games than on the ground, which is kind of crazy to think.
Yeah, that goes to their red zone percentage, right? When you look at red zone percentage, 6th in the league right now, 28%. Because, this is not a bulletproof defense right now, right? When you look at it, there are concerns about the way they, played against the run last week or the first couple of weeks. You do look at their third down percentage, which is not very good. 26th in the league right now, 46, almost 47%. But it, to me, it comes down to the red zone. We've talked about so many times what NFL defenses are nowadays. Between the 20s, you kind of have to play off and really get rid of the explosive plays. And then when things crunch down in the red zone, can you kind of lock down these other teams? We saw it numerous times, both against Pittsburgh and against Philadelphia, where you get into that red zone inside that 20 and you continue to make plays, Jesse Bates and all those other guys, and that's really where their bread is buttered.